those people who are into sadness and guilt, as we were saying, your two-chapter chance to groove on it is about to come to an end. The Alter Rebbe here is not, in this chapter, focuses on the difference between sadness and what he calls bitterness, and makes a fundamental distinction. Let's sort of recap where we've been going till now. Say that a person has to spend time out introspection, checking out his conduct, feeling bad for what he's done not right. Now the question is, where does that lead to? Now, the person who feels guilty, what's the natural response? What?
Shame.
Shame, but more heaviness. And do you feel ready to go up and do anything good? Just feel bad. And we all have times when, okay, I shouldn't have done that. And if you feel bad, if you feel the inspiration to go out and change, no. On the contrary, the feeling bad can even allow, you know, drive you to, you know, something. I have to, because I'm feeling bad, I need to give myself a break. You know, let me watch a movie, or something. You know, or something. Just, you know, I'm so down, I need to get me going. You know, let me play. Well, I'll play a hand of cards or something. You know, keep me moving. Let me feel good. It's a natural tendency. And there may even be, to a certain extent, a place for it. I don't want to say yes. There are, you know, some people will tell you that there's a place for it. Just to get you out of the down. On the other hand, the point is not to get you, it's like, how do I get myself out of the down? Nice. The point is not how it's the answer, but like not to invite yourself to get there first of all. And that's what we're speaking about here, the difference between sadness about when it was own state and bitterness. There's other times when you make an accounting and you feel charged that, hey, I've got to change things. I'm not going to... No, it's like two people, you know, in a business. There are times when you see that your business is failing and your natural tendency is, I'll just forget it. I'm going to close the shop, go bankrupt. Another person will say, gee, I've got to work harder. It's this, you're making the same cheshbon, but you're not making the same cheshbon. That's the whole point here. There's a difference between the motivation. Does it come from a sense of guilt and heaviness? Or does it come from an inner drive for something, and that's there for something good? And that's what the Alter Rebbe is going to speak about here. He's going to take these. Up to now, we've been describing, in the previous chapter, we described the introspection a person must go through. And now he speaks about what happens after the introspection. We're on chapter 31. I'll skip the last lines here. Chapter 30. Just the title of the chapter. Chapter 31, page 78. Okay, up in Shiarich Harbel Hamikin Yehem Al Kashash Ishtayim, even though a person will become very, think in depth about these previously mentioned matters for an hour or two, Yos Beninichas Ruach Velev Nishper, to be of a low spirit and a broken heart, as Yavu De Atzus Gedol, will bring himself to tremendous sadness, lo yochush. He shouldn't be upset. Afsha atzlus umitzat klipas noga, lo mitzat akdusha. Even though this sadness is from klipas noga and it's not from holiness. In other words, even the positive sadness which we're going to speak about, it's not a good thing. It's klipas noga. What's klipas noga? Klipas noga is like this water.
Anymore.
Well, the water that's no. As a matter of fact, yes. Yeah. It depends on your intent, and that's the whole point.
You can see it.
The physical entity itself is neutral, and if anything, it leads to physicality. It kind of, you know, the natural tendency is to drink because I'm thirsty. The idea of drinking. That I'm going to use this for a positive purpose in my avodas Hashem, that requires avoda. Same thing with sadness. Sadness, it's a physical emotion, it's not a spiritual emotion. Spiritual emotions are all connected with happiness. Letting yourself loose. Sadness has to do with your eye. That's the physical thing. It's klipas noga. It's klipa. Now, is it? When do we see whether it's klipas noga or shlosh klipas atzmeis? We're going to see the result. But it's klipas noga. It doesn't come from holiness. Why? You've always lechedrim komo. Because when it comes to the side of holiness, it says, oh, the strength, the chedva, and happiness to the komo in his place. That's an important thing. Kedusha, in chapter 6, we define as bitul, giving yourself over. And when you're given over to God, he has tremendous inner strength, oz strength. Because nothing, when a person is doing something on his own, he can be overwhelmed. Even if he's a strong person, there are stronger ones. There's situations which can make even a strong person crack. When he's acting as an expression of bhikkhu, he's not his own person. Nothing can crack him. Sinner's strength. Only when he loses that bitul is there the possibility that it'll be broken. And the same thing about simcha. A person who's given over to a purpose higher than himself just feels natural happiness. And it says the divine presence doesn't rest upon a person or a situation unless there's happiness there. You see a person studying Torah and he's got this sad kind of lost expression on his face. He's engulfed. That's not where Torah study is supposed to be. Torah study should be, again, there's various levels of happiness in this, but even on the most basic level, there's just like a comfortable feeling of, gee, this is good. The person is heavy. It's right. He's not in the realm of holiness. This also applies when it comes to locha. But if the sadness comes from spiritual things, then it's the good dimension of klipas noga. In other words, when a person becomes sad out of, he's making accounts, as we spoke in the previous chapter, then there's a positive dimension to it. But since it's a sense of klipas noga, welcome kosava rizal shafil daigas avonas eder ruik kim b'shas avidri lo b'shas atzvil v'tama torah tzefer b'tisit from the sarakusha davka. But therefore, because this idea of sadness stems from klipa, even if you've done severe sins, you're davening and you're learning, it's not the place to worry about them. There's a time for vidui, for confession, and then you just, sit back and tell God everything you did. And tell yourself, and go into a serious state of introspection for your bad conduct. But when you're learning, when you're davening, there's got to be a sense of, wow, I'm not my own person now. I've stepped beyond myself, and at this moment I'm speaking God's Torah. So who I am is not important. The Torah is important. I'm doing a mitzvah. Who I am is not important. The Torah is important. It's a side story, but I tell it frequently, but it's relevant. It's relevant on many facets, but it's connected intrinsically to this lesson also. It says, remember when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was passing away, he was 120 years old. He knew this was his last day on this earth. He asked for his students. The students came to visit him. When they entered, he started to cry. They asked him, Rebbe, why are you crying? He says, I don't know which way they're leading me. To heaven or the other way. Now, you'll see this in plenty of places, but to see this, especially to see this, the question is asked, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a tzaddik. 40 years he studied, 40 years he taught, 40 years he was the leader of the Jewish people. He's a holy man. Continuing doing good things. How did he think he's gonna go the other way? So this explains. He was grappling with the issue, did I act out of my own selfish motivation, or did I act with Shem Shemayim? That was his worry at this moment. Did I act for my own, I knew that it's a good thing to study, so I studied. That's not the Shem Shemayim. I wanted to get that knowledge. It's not the same for mine. And he was worried. This was his question. Did I act all these mitzvahs, which I did? Did I do them with Shem Shemayim, or do this for my own self? That's what it says in the Kutta Torah, many places. The Rebbe though asks a very fundamental question. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ask himself this question? In the last day. It's kind of a basic question. Why didn't he ask it before? Excuse me?
Because it was the same thing.
No, not necessarily. Yes, but, you know, but never had the rush simply. He was simply too busy. 40 years he studied, 4 years he taught, 4 years he lead people. He was too busy. He didn't have a moment to think. What am I doing? Am I right? Am I wrong? He was too busy. He had a job. And, you know, like, this is one of the things which, like, in yeshivas, a lot of times people are into, should I? What is? He got a job to do. 120 years later, you know, you worry about, you know, where and what. He got a job to do. So, that's the thing. That's something the reason I was saying here. A person's done severe sins. And that's a pretty heavy thing. I don't know what sins the reason I was talking about, but I can think of a couple. You know, which, you know, I know people have done. I've done. Well, how can I study God's Torah when I've sinned? How can I dive into God when I've sinned? Jesus says, that's Yetzer Hara. Don't worry about those things. Your job right now is to learn. Your job right now is to daven. And you're learning and davening. It has to be the simcha. If it's not the simcha, then you're out of the picture. Later, you'll take your private time. And you'll go into a corner and you'll make your confession. And you'll deal with all the things, the garbage that you're carrying. That is, by the time you're davening, the time you're learning, you're too busy. It isn't the time for the garbage right now. It's the time to learn. It's time to daven. What a job to do. That's what the result is saying here. But, in the time, let's get back to the theme of this chapter, there is a place for this saying. He asked for peace and kafka midus kafka sitra afra midus with the masa. Because this sadness is the way to conquer the Sitra Achra through it in its own way. In other words, what does the Sitra Achra speak about? Self. What interests the Sitra Achra is what makes me feel good. And so therefore, the way to defeat the Sitra Achra, to change your personality, is to break that self and show the self that such behavior doesn't lead to you feeling good, it leads to you feeling sad. And that's what this process of introspection does. In other words, when you break yourself, as we said in chapter 30, you're breaking the Sitra Achra. So that's your I. Unless you're a tzaddik. But for most of us, as we, you know, what controls our life? Whatever I want to do. I don't think about it. You know, how many of us act l'shem shamayim? That's the natural inherent motivator for our life? No. That's the motivator for life is what makes me feel good. So, a person has to take off time and say, wait, that, what makes me feel good approach, makes me feel bad. It's not the right way. It makes me feel bad. As Kamar as well, meaning Ubey Abe Lushad Minagri or Pagab principle. In it and of it, I'll cast a nail in it and strike it. While Zen Nema Baho Aitsevi Mutar, the Yitwina Hasimka Baha Aitsev Kitakaman. This is what it says in Ecclesiastes, for every sadness there'll be a positive quality, an advantage, the advantage being the happiness which comes after the sadness. In other words, I don't know if I made myself clear. you're in a person, most of us are into self. So when the self feels bad, it's broken. That's what this introspection does. You're into self, your self leads you down the wrong road. And in doing so, the person breaks that inner, it becomes an inner click that no, I don't want to act that way. And it gives room for his nefesh elokis to take over, or at least to a certain extent. And that's where the simcha comes. He sees, when a person sees his distance and he feels broken and bad, that he's left, that he's separated himself from God, there's room for something else to govern his heart. His godly soul can come out now. As long as the person is okay, I want to say this last night when I was still very speaking. You got into other things. No, he was good last night. I actually, you know, less mother-in-law jokes and more telephone. But he says Esau is osui. That's the last year in Esau. That he's finished. That sense of, you know, hey, I'm set. I'm all at peace with myself. Okay, so wherever a person is in that motif of I'm okay, it's all fine. I say so. Because that place doesn't allow room for God to come in. How do you break that attitude? As we said before, through this introspection, that you feel, that you look over, you go over your conduct and you see, no, I'm not great. Quite the contrary. Like, look where I am. Then inside, your heart breaks. And by the heart breaking, that gives room for the connection to God to come out. That's also the Rebbe's point. Let me go to the verses. After Emes, Ein leiv nishpo amiris neflash arikuku mirash p'nei Hashem v'zefushu b'shem sitiach v'shem atzis klal b'rosh nekodesh. In truth, this idea of a broken heart and bitterness of soul because of one's distance from the light of God's countenance and one's enclosement in the Sitra Achra is not called sadness at all in Lashon Kodesh. The Atzvus hu shalibu mitumtam ke'evin. Sadness is when your heart is mitumtam. It's a common expression, it is stupid. What do you mean stupid? You can't, it's dense. You can't, nothing can come in. Like a stone. The word eitzev, the root eitzev, which is the root of sadness, in Hebrew, when you want to structure something, it's itzuv. Suva bias means, you know, interior decorating. Making a structure is itsuv. In other words, when you're clothes, structure, that's the root of sadness. So when a person is broken, that's not called sadness at all. On the contrary, he's got a very positive energy inside him, calling out, pushing him to change. That's just before. Guilt is you're wallowing in the, oh, how terrible it is, what I've done. And what's going to happen from guilt is you're going to continue, is you're going to look for some sort of, any sort of thing, the thing that's going to make you happy. You know, give me a cup of coffee, a drink, a snort of this drug, a drug of a woman, who knows what? Just anything to make me happy because I feel guilty. And I'm drowning in my self-pity. Mariras, this bitterness, the person isn't drowning in self-pity. He feels terrible what he's done. But he's got to drive to go forward, to change, to make himself different. That says, of a Mariras, the Ein Chayas Bli, but when a person is sad, he's got no vitality in his heart. Of Mariras Lev Nishpa, Azad of a Yeshpa Chayas Bli, but his pal, this Marir, Rafshu Chayas Bli, his Gruis Kedushas, the Simcha, because his Chasadim. When a person has the bitterness and a broken heart, he has a lot of vitality, a lot of energy in his heart. He's active. But he's very bitter, because this chayas comes from Bruis Kedoshis, the holy attributes of might. And simcha comes from chesed, and simcha comes from kindness. Because a person's heart has both qualities. We have both these sources of energy inside of ourselves. And at times you have to arouse these powers, these holy powers of might, in order to sweeten the judgment which comes from the animal soul and the Yetzer Hara, which rule over the person. Because the only way you can sweeten judgment is by going to the source. Well, this is a little bit Kabbalistic, but the Yetzer Hara gets its nurture from the left side, left vector. Because when there's feelings of holiness and powerful energy being given forth, the right side, there's just no room for the Yetzer Hara. There's too much energy of holiness. Doesn't leave the answer any place. When the person is withdrawn and he's into his self is felt. There, the answer has a foothold. There's no powerful energy of holiness driving him. He feels his self, and they say, "Okay, now we're talking my language. We can go further. Feel self." So therefore, how are you going to conquer that Yetzer Hara? By going to the very source of self and breaking the person there. Look, and Amazal lo lomirgas adam Yetzer Tov. Therefore, as I just said, that a person should always yargiz. Yargiz means make angry. We make the Yetzer Tov angry at the Yetzer Hara. And every time when he sees that he needs it, he should really focus on the Yetzer, on getting the Yetzer Tov angry at the Yetzer Hara for bringing him to such a situation. But the proper times and the fit time for this for most people is when a person is sad anyway because of something to do with material things. Now again, that doesn't mean, you know, we spoke about taking set times, because if you're in the middle of doing something, even doing your business, doing your job, it's not a time to feel sad and, you know, half your... No. You're doing your work. How much worse if you do your work in Torah? But when you... In general, a person's sadness kind of hangs on to him. So that night, you know, a day when you've had a bad day, that night, you put yourself... You take yourself aside for Krishna Shmala Mitmita, and you focus on your conduct to really see what's wrong and how I can change things. Or if the sadness hits him, Belishim Sibu, without any noticeable cause. Azi Shasa Koshim, Lahatech Aitzev, Los Mimar the Choshka Kanal. Therefore, this is the right time to transform that sadness which came from Welt, from worldly matters, to make it from the sadness of holiness by becoming a master of accounts, as explained previously. The Kaya Marmazal, all of the Yogis. And to carry out our sage's directive, a person should make his Yetzer Tov angry on his Yetzer Hara. Because they spot the Miatus Shemila Amma. And with this, through this approach, the person will free from the sadness of worldly matters. And then he'll come to true happiness. And what's and how is he gonna do that? He says Zos Yoshiva Libo Lunachma Bukufai. This he'll take to heart. This will give him a doubled consolation. Even after the true factors, seeing how bad he was, what was making him being a master of counseling, how bad he is. Zlema Liba, who tell his heart, Emes Kabri Savach Nerochme Meod Me Hashem Batafis, Meshukas Mitzuleb. It's true, without a doubt. I'm very far from God, ultimately so, filthy and disgusting. But that's me, my body and my animal soul. But within me, within my midst, is a part of God, an actual part of God, that exists even in people who are most careless. This godly soul, with its godly spark, which is enclosed with it, b'chiyosu, to give it vitality, it's just exiled. Therefore, the more that I'm distanced from God, and disgusting and abominable, my godly soul is in a greater exile. It's a tremendous mercy on it. And therefore, I will put all my energy and all my strength and all my desire to take it out of this galus, lashiva beisavia kinyareha, to return it to its father's house to its youthful state, kodem shemshlav shebegufi, before it was enclosed in my body, shoyisam nechelas bo Hashem yichelas mobatakas, where then, in the spiritual realms, it was included in God's light and one with Him in an ultimate sense. Gam after kain yikulum yichelas bo. And even now, it's also included in one with God. In other words, what is the person saying? It's true. I'm a bum. But who's that? That's me. My body, my animal soul. But what is my true nature? Who am I really? My godly soul. Now, it's true. That godly soul is in exile. It's not revealed. And look what I just did today. I just made it more hidden and more in exile. But I can change that. Because in essence, the godly soul is one with God at all moments. And I can give it the chance for expression. How? Kasim ko magamti b'torah mitzvahs. I'll put all my efforts, all my megama means focus. In the Torah mitzvahs and in the Torah its mitzvahs, the halbish from kolasim was in itself to include all its 10 attributes in it. The flat mitzvahs of tefillah, in particular in the mitzvah of davening, yitzokol Hashem b'tzalo the galusa, to cry out to God because of my pain. At, in the exile, the gufi hamashukas, in my disgusting body, to take the soul out of its prison, to cling to God.
They are
good deeds, when they're carried out to return the one's part of God to the source of all the words. What the author of is saying here, the Rebbe says, the Gemara says, the ultimate purpose of everyone's life is tshuva, ma'asim tovim. So there are tshuva and good deeds. The Rebbe says, why does it say tshuva and good deeds? And the surface would be the opposite, good deeds, and then if you mess up, tshuva. He says, no. The emphasis is on tshuva. Tshuva establishes your connection to the Eibishter. And then, that makes your deeds of Torah and mitzvahs good and vitalizing, good and shining. In other words, the tshuva makes your deeds of mitzvahs, deeds of powerful connection. That's the point the other Rebbe is bringing here. A person makes his cheshbon nefesh, and it feels bitter. But within that bitterness is the awareness that that's just my animal soul that's doing all that. My real self is my godly soul. And that godly soul is pure and connected to Him. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to connect it to Him through Torah mitzvahs. That's tshuva. At that point, the Torah and the mitzvahs, which a person studies and is involved with, they're of a different nature than just like your ordinary, you know, okay, I get up in the morning, put on tefillin, and take Torah mitzvahs. But yeah, I go to shul every day and I see this, you know, bunch of people, me included, you know, davening, this is, you know, because that's what you do every day. If you have this kind of cheshbon nefesh the night before, you know, you're davening because, wow, this is my chance to connect to God. By putting on tefillin, it's a chance to free my mind from its involvement in gashmistik of things and devote it to Him. And every mitzvah which a person's doing is a chance to give his soul more connection, more expression of its inner divine nature. So, that sadness which the person went through, was it bad? No. If the sadness can motivate this type of behavior, it's good. Well, it's not totally good, as we said before. It's klipas noga, because it has to do with self. It revolves around the I. But so, it's the type of I that leads to holiness. You know, they never once said, not once, many times, says, how do I know when sadness is just guilt and ego, or sadness has its source of holiness? What's the outcome of it? Did it lead you to do something more? Then it has its source of holiness. If it leads you to just wallowing in your self-pity and you're feeling bad about yourself, then that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the an inner energy, which, again, the introspection brings out and allows the godly soul to give itself full expression to God.